track.
I was born, boy. The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today. The value of coin increased by 4 cents today to $3.60. What is your coin worth today? Summer breakfast.
I went around, you know, not long after North had made contact and spoke to him. He was he was like a cat that swallowed the canary. He had a massive big smile on his face and said, no, you've got to go for it. Got the nod on Friday. I tried to ring him. He was out of lunch and he said, just text me. He said, I'm out of lunch. And I said, yeah. I said, I got it. I said, I can't believe I got it. And then he rang me about an hour and a half later and we had a good old chin wag, mate, about how our paths have been in parallel all the way through. And he was absolutely ecstatic. So yeah, he's a good fella.
David Noble, the new coach of North Melbourne, talking to the boys on Drive yesterday, said that Chris Fagan was like the cat with the canary. I reckon he's going to be like that as he joins us live from Hamilton Island this morning. It's a tough life for some. Chris, good morning.
Oh, look, it's unusual that I'm on Hamilton Island. You've just got me at the right time, I suppose. It's actually fairly nice here. I'm enjoying it, but it's only a short stay, unfortunately.
He's got some vision coming through, Fags. You going with the mankini this morning or the G-string or what have you gone with?
I was wandering around with the G-banger on yesterday, Kingy, around the pool. It's fairly impressive, I think.
Fairly impressive. It is good to... It is, I'm a bit thrown here at the moment,
me too.
I didn't expect you...
I was only joking, mate. Yeah. I was only joking. I had the shorts on, mate, the full-on shorts. That's me.
I didn't expect you to concede so quick. How's the off-season treating you, mate? Have you come out of the cave after the prelim loss and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a disappointing way to end a terrific season. But, we learned so much in that game from things throughout the season. And we know there's some areas that we can work on and improve for next year. And our group's really young, so... all these experiences help for the long term.
I'm really keen to talk to you about not necessarily the season just gone, but the setting up of a football club like you've done at Brisbane, like you've done or a major part of and a key driver at the Hawks, what that looks like and how other clubs are learning that. I know you've lost David Noble to the Kangaroos and he'll no doubt be taking some of those ideas that you've implemented up north. What to you... builds culture quicker than any other method or mode?
For me, the critical thing at the Lions was to get the players to own the culture. I think that's the critical thing. I don't think it works all that well when somebody comes in and says, this is what it's going to be. I think you need to set up meetings and situations where the players decide what that looks like. In conjunction with the coaches as well. I mean, they are involved in that discussion, but just getting their buy-in, getting their input, and then giving them the tools and the confidence to let it grow, I think that's the important thing. And for me, at Brisbane, I think the thing that's happened over the last 4 years is as each year has gone by, they've owned it more and more. And they're driving it and pushing it now. So that makes life a lot easier as a coach and a coaching group, I think, when you've got that.
So you just provide forums for the players to take control, basically, and then just steer it from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, try and ask the right questions. And it's not about every single, situation or question that has to be answered. It's the key things, I guess, and I think our players enjoy the fact that they are listened to and they are valued and it's their club and they can make of it what they want and that's the critical thing. And, to do that, I think as a coach, you've just got to be prepared to take feedback from them. That's a big part of it. You know, it's no good to say, well, this is what it's going to be unless you back it up with your actions. So for me, I'll get feedback from our players on a regular basis. They walk into my office, they give me their ideas. With our leadership group, I often, if we've got a selection issue, we don't quite know who to pick, we'll talk to them about who they think that we should have in the team, those sorts of things. So it's built up over time, but they're a fairly independent group now and fairly confident in their own ability to make decisions, and they make them.
Has it always been that way, Chris, or is that something that just over time is evolving more and more with teams and building culture, is that the trust is put back on the playing group now?
Yeah, look, I obviously learned a lot of my stuff at Hawthorn, and I learned a bit at Melbourne as well. I remember, you know, Neil Danaher, after his first couple of years, his first year as coach, made preliminary final. I think the next year we finished down near the bottom, and I think Neil at that point in time realised he had to embrace leadership groups and empower them a little bit more, and he did that in 2000. We went straight to a grand final, so that's a really good example of it. But I think even at the Hawks, after we lost to the Swans in 2012, the shift there was more to player ownership of everything that happened at the footy club, and that great sort of three or four years in a row there at Hawthorn where they played in grand finals. So it's a consistent theme for me. It's been going on for a while. And I guess as an older coach, I've got the confidence to let go a little bit. I'm not really a control freak, and I know that you get the best results when everybody's bought into what you're trying to do.
Fags, how hard is it to replace a David Noble in the role that he's been in at the Brisbane Lions for a couple of seasons now? How difficult will it be to find someone that can just fill that role and you can move on seamlessly?
Yeah, well, really good footy managers don't grow on trees, and he's an experienced guy, so we'll definitely miss him. But as always, there are good people outside of our club and there are good people inside of our club who potentially have the ability to take over from where he's taken the club. So I'm really happy for him. A little bit disappointed that we've lost him, but know that, you know, this is one of those challenges you look forward to with your culture. You know, if you've built a strong culture, you find that you can replace most people most times. So hopefully that's the case here. But he's made a tremendous contribution over the last 4 years and has been a great support for me.
So do you think you'll replace from within?
Not 100% certain. We'll run a process for that position. And I think from what I can gather from Swanee yesterday, there's people interested inside and outside the club. So we'll sit down and try and pick the right person.
Chris Fagan, the coach of the Brisbane Lions, joining us here on SEN Breakfast at 25 minutes past eight. Chris, what will David need to brush up on? He spoke about in his press conference yesterday that there's some things about the game that he'll need to brush up on. You think back to when you started. What are a couple of even minor things from a coaching perspective he'll need to brush up on?
Yeah, I think he touched on it yesterday. I noticed he talked about, you know, just that game day decision making when you haven't done that for a while. I think that'll be a little bit of a challenge. But the thing is, you've got coaches around you in your coaching group that can help you with those decisions and usually you're prepared during the week for what might turn up. So there'll be a little bit of that. It's sort of getting out of the civvies and putting the track suit on and being out on the track more regularly than what you're used to as a footy manager, the planning of training. It's just a different week. I think the coach's job is a bit more of a routine than say a footy manager, because a footy manager often has to respond to situations that pop up during the week at your club, whether it be with staff or with players or whatever, whereas the coach, you know, he's just got to get himself into a good routine, which I'm sure that he will.
Fags, a lot of coaches do different things through the off-season. Some go internationally, clearly not this year, to learn from the college systems over in the US or the EPL over in Europe. Some read. Bevo does a lot of reading. Where do you get your inspiration in the off-season, apart from, you know, getting yourself into the into the G-string and getting poolside? Where do you get your motivation or your inspiration from through an off-season period?
That's where you get all your good ideas, Kingy, when you relax.
Yeah.
I'm a reader, and, you know, up until this year I've been going overseas a fair bit, but, you know, there's some good coaches and people within Australia that you can go and talk to as well. I mean, the other day I caught up with Steve Kearney. He's up in Brisbane. He coached the Warriors last year in New Zealand, and he's returning as an assistant coach to the Melbourne Storm. He was kicking around up in Brisbane, so I had a good good chat to him about some ideas around tackling and breaking tackles and just coaching in general, and he was fantastic. So, yeah, look for people locally. I do read a lot. I've got a pretty big library and missing the opportunity to go overseas this year, but I did jump on board. There was a conference in London that I went to last year that was online, so I sort of participated in that for a couple of days as well. So just find different ways to do what we've always done, I guess.
Chris, if a player who's just retired has an interest in coaching and rung you and said, can we have a coffee and have a bit of a chat about the pathway, what would that pathway look like? What advice would you give to someone who maybe has just called time on their career this year but really has a desire to get into coaching? Would you advise them to, similar to your path and to Dave Noble's path as well, to stray across different parts of the footy department now?
Oh, that's a hard question to answer, because I think a person who's played a fair bit of AFL football already knows a lot about the game. So the pathway, I guess, that he and I have taken, we probably needed to sort of get the respect necessary, I guess, to become a senior coach. And I think it's a little easier if you've played the game. But my biggest advice, I think, yeah, I would say get a range of experiences if you can. But the most important one, I think, is if you can coach your own team for a period of time, I think you learn so much doing that. And it doesn't matter at what level that is, because that's the spot where you learn about having to have relationships with players, have difficult conversations with players sometimes, worry about all elements, including, you know, welfare of players. You just get the 360 experience when you do that, and you can't beat it. So that would be the bit of advice that I would give them. Other than that, I'll just tell them to be a sponge, to talk to as many people as they can and learn as much as they can about the game, and not just people out of our own sport, but people out of other sports and people out of life in general. And get a couple of good mentors that can help you and be around and be honest to you. I think that'd be what I'd say to them.
Last one from me, Fags, and you've been enormous again and very generous with your time. We're going to ask each coach through the off-season, what's the most important position on the ground? What has there been a shift over the last couple of years? It used to be the centre-half forward was the most important, and then we see smaller full-forward types like Dustin Martin, and, you know, you've got Rayner and those sorts of guys, and Charlie Cameron in your team. What's the most important position on the ground? If you get one spot right for 2021, what would it be?
I'd probably at the moment really rate, and this is not a position so much, it could, is intercept markers, because they give you the ability to take control and make a decision under a little bit less pressure. So I think the more that you can do that, the better. And I think the ruckman's growing in importance in the game as well at the moment. Having a good ruckman, a guy who can, you know, get the ball to your smaller players and can also assist with team defence, I think pretty important as well.
Chris, thanks so much for your time this morning. As Kingy said, you're always very generous with it here on SEN. You are at Hamilton Island at the moment, so we appreciate you taking our call, and good luck for the pre-season and everything building towards next year.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for your support.
Get some 30-plus on, I'd recommend, too, if you're exposing a fair bit of flesh.
I'm just about to go to the gym and do a bit of chiselling.
Good boy.
Chris Fagan, he'll be back in the coach's box next year with a six-pack the way he's going.
I can't wait to see him.
Coach of the Brisbane Lions.
Come back buffed.
Fantastic that he joined us. Really, really appreciate his time. We'll talk about that interview very shortly. Here's the news with Meredith.